IPC risk assessment process. An IPC risk assessment is used to help focus an organization's surveillance and other IPC activities. It is the starting point from which an IPC program develops. It's used to evaluate the risks associated with identified and hypothetical hazards or dangers, and to determine ways in which the IPC team can eliminate or control potential threats. For a risk assessment to be useful, it needs to be done according to a set process. The APIC/JCR Infection Prevention and Control Workbook describes this process. Create a team or advisory group. The IP should partner with key stakeholders, including the IPC team, discussed elsewhere, opinion leaders, management, finance, and administrative and clinical leadership. Establish a timeline. The IPC program timeline must fit into budget cycles, which will impact when the annual review is held. But there should be enough time for surveillance activities, team meetings, and a review to be completed. Priority risks need more frequent reviews. Gather data and information. IPC risk is evaluated using community and patient demographic data, historical infection data, known current risks, reports of infections in the community, and IPC literature. Strategic goals and reports should be reviewed. This includes services provided by volume, medical and lab records, admission/discharge records, bed utilization, microbiology, antibiotic resistance patterns, IPC surveillance, internal training and competency, and HAI and EMDRO costs. Trends and updates from government agencies, scientific and professional literature, and official statements, recommendations, and guidelines should also be reviewed. Develop systematic methods and templates. Risk data needs to have an easy-to-use, systematic process for collection and analysis that turns qualitative data into quantitative data when possible. It must include a method for the interdisciplinary team, IDT, to rank priorities. Engage and educate others to assist in the assessment. This includes using shared risk terminology and tools, as well as providing training sessions on IPC risk assessment, template use, and the sharing of surveillance, outbreak, and mortality data. Perform the risk assessment. This involves the IP assembling their team, providing ground rules, education, and data, then engaging team members in a guided debate prior to completing and scoring the risk assessment template. Using the scores from the assessment, the IDT must come to a consensus on the highest priorities. They will then present their recommendations to the appropriate committee or other decision makers for review and approval. Use identified priorities to develop the IPC program goals, objectives, and activities. The highest priorities form the core of the IPC program goals. Each goal should have at least one measurable objective for every selected priority, along with an action plan for execution and an evaluation process for determining relative success. Some priorities will be maintenance-based, that is, to keep doing what works. IPC program goals, objectives, and action plans should also be reviewed and approved by the appropriate committee or other decision makers. Disseminate the information. In addition to writing a concise report with easily digestible key points, the IP's role is to sell stakeholders on the importance and value of the risk assessment. It is also important to acknowledge assessment participants. Updating the IPC risk assessment and reports. A facility IPC risk assessment should be performed at least annually. The assessment identifies and prioritizes high volume, high risk, and problem-prone activities. It assesses potential risks for infection, contamination, and exposure, as well as the program's readiness to eliminate or mitigate these risks. Risk assessment is, however, also an ongoing part of the IPC program. The risk assessment should be updated whenever new risks arise. For example, new procedures, changes in patient population, or a pandemic, or when there are changes to already identified risks. For example, the coronavirus disease 2019, COVID-19, pandemic affected institutions and facilities worldwide. The emergence of variants caused authorities to revisit previously enforced IPC measures, such as periodic lockdowns. On a smaller scale, a new facility-wide risk assessment might be needed when there is an unpredictable increase in a particular infection. A written IPC program plan is also a requirement. The plan is based on the annual risk assessment and includes details for surveillance, data analysis, and reporting mechanisms. and also the Multidisciplinary Infection Prevention Committee structure. This plan should also be reviewed, at least annually, and it should include a summary of the previous year's activities, including patient outcomes and cost savings. The plan should be distributed throughout the organization. IPC reports should also be reviewed as a part of the healthcare facilities QAPI program. In addition to participating in QAPI and related projects, IPs should be involved in facility construction/renovation projects, decisions about new products or equipment, environmental issues, and emerging threats. IPs should also collaborate with the pharmacy consultant on the antimicrobial stewardship program, for example, by facilitating communication between leadership, the pharmacy, and physicians. Documentation should also include monthly microbiology lab reports, antibiograms, antibiotic utilization, and alerts regarding epidemiologically significant organisms.